On today's episode, U.S. warnings on digital assets, a brief history of Tether, and a look at the arms race in blockchain mining technology. It's December 5th, and you're listening to Markets Daily. I'm Adam B. Levine, editor of podcasts here at CoinDesk, along with our senior markets reporter, Brad Cowan, to give you a concise daily briefing on crypto markets and some of the most important news developments in the sector over the past 24 hours. Bitcoin is down slightly this morning, about 1.3% over the past 24 hours to $7,396 after a volatile session on Wednesday. Ether is down 1.1% to $148, and XRP from Ripple is off 1.8% to 21.6 cents. In traditional markets, S&P 500 futures are a little changed, while the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond yield is up 3 basis points to 1.81%. Gold is little changed, at around $1,479 an ounce. The dollar is down slightly versus the euro and British pound, but up slightly versus the yen. Brad, after that turbulent session we saw yesterday, what are traders watching today?
Well, Adam, over the past 24 hours, Bitcoin's still looking down. But if you look at it since midnight London time, which is the day when most analysts cut off their trading times, the price is up 3.1% after falling for 5 straight days. Now, this still leaves us in the doldrums in the 7,000 range. And we saw a pretty wild day of trading yesterday. Prices rallied all the way up to 7,800 before falling back about $600 to close at 7,200 as of midnight London. Now, this sell-off looks like a bearish sign to traders relying on charting analysis. But CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that we would still need to see some follow-through on the downside to confirm that bearish trend. If the price falls below 7,100, we would likely test a new low around 6,500. Now, turning to some of the news in the crypto markets, a panel of top U.S. financial regulators, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Fed Chair Jerome Powell, urged federal and state officials to monitor risks from digital assets like Bitcoin. The recommendation came in an annual report published Wednesday by the Financial Stability Oversight Council, which was set up in 2008 to help identify emerging risks that could trigger a new banking crisis. The report cited risks from digital assets to the banking system, to consumers, investors, businesses, as well as the international monetary system, while also raising concerns for national security, cybersecurity, and privacy, pretty much every risk. All this could be bullish or bearish, depending on how you look at it. Bearish if this means U.S. regulators are poised for a crackdown on the industry, or bullish if it shows just how quickly cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology are advancing in their stature. Indeed, Bloomberg reported Wednesday that the European Central Bank is willing to develop its own digital currency if the private sector can't make cross-border payments faster and cheaper. Separately, though, it appears that this bear market we've seen in crypto markets over the second half of the year might be leading to a bit of a shakeout among investment funds. Bloomberg reports that almost 70 crypto-focused funds have closed this year. Another research firm, Delphi Digital, notes that Bitcoin's retracement recently might be due to rising U.S. Treasury yields. The story there is that the Federal Reserve's interest rate cuts appear to have fueled greater risk appetite for assets like stocks, which would make the U.S. government bonds less appealing, and also potentially Bitcoin, which some investors believe could be a safe haven from financial turmoil. Quote, investors and speculators alike yearn for a positive catalyst, quote, Delphi Digital says of the current state of the Bitcoin market. Quote, enthusiasm towards crypto appears to wane, at least on the surface. Even so, Delphi Digital says its conviction has never been stronger that the lower Bitcoin prices we're seeing today could provide an attractive entry point for some traders and investors. The firm says that despite the recent malaise seen in the market, there still lies a vibrant ecosystem filled with developers, entrepreneurs, analysts, and investors that refuse to stop pushing the limitations of this nascent space. Back to you, Adam.
Here for today's featured story, we're joined by CoinDesk's Sebastian Sinclair for a brief look at the history of stablecoin Tether.
Thank you, Adam. Tether, the controversial crypto that was founded in July 2014 by Brock Pierce, Craig Sellers, and Reeve Collins, has had a big year in 2019. Originally known as Realcoin, Tether pioneered the concept known as the fiat collateralized stablecoin model and is an essential instrument for crypto market participants operating under the ticker USDT. It has also expanded to include the Euro pair, EuroT, as well as the Chinese yuan, CNHT. For those not in the know, a stablecoin refers to a crypto whose value is pegged to a major currency such as the US dollar and rarely moves above or below the desired rate of 1-to-1. Tether benefits from first mover advantage and is the most widely used stablecoin in the market today, with a $4.1 billion market capitalization, that is, the total number of coins in circulation multiplied by its spot price. Tether tokens were created in an attempt to solve two major issues with existing cryptocurrencies: high volatility and convertibility between fiat currencies and digital assets. While the tokens themselves operate in a decentralized network, Hong Kong-based Tether Limited is solely responsible for creating and redeeming tokens, as well as maintaining the one-to-one deposit backing. Tether Limited shares many executives and has strong ties with Hong Kong-based exchange Bitfinex, which both share the same parent organization, iFinex Incorporated. Exchanges have been the primary users of Tether tokens as an alternative to fiat currencies, reducing or eliminating the need to maintain outside banking relationships. Notable exchanges that utilize Tether tokens include Bitfinex, Bittrex, Binance, Coinbase, Kraken, Huobi, Poloniex, Liquid.io, Gate.io, and OKX. However, since its founding in 2014, Tether has been the subject of ongoing controversy due to its failure to provide audited financial statements proving it has adequate reserves backing its tokens. Historically, Tether Limited failed to disclose its banking relationships, only recently announcing its banking partners in November 2018 to quell rumors about its solvency raised by associated crypto exchange Bitfinex. In March 2019, Tether updated its disclosure statement claiming that its tokens are no longer 100% backed by US dollar deposits. Tether now claims it is backed by reserves, which include traditional currency and cash equivalents, and from time to time, other assets and receivables from loans made by Tether to third parties. Continuing its controversy, CoinDesk also reported on a class action lawsuit, which claims Bitfinex and Tether manipulated the Bitcoin market during the 2017 ICO boom, in which the price of Bitcoin rose to $20,000 under nefarious means, by injecting a large amount of capital into the space and quote-unquote printing a whole bunch more tokens to meet the demand at the time. Regardless of its legal hot water, here's why it's important for the crypto markets today. Number one, it provides liquidity. Liquidity is a big issue in the crypto markets. Being a nascent industry, there simply isn't enough water flowing around the ocean to mitigate the whales who create large tsunamis and tank or raise the price. Number two, it creates trust amongst traders and investors, knowing they have a place to tether up during highly volatile times and allowing them to mitigate further downside risk. And number three, it's still widely trusted in the community despite the ongoing legal battles and remains one of the most widely used on-ramp, off-ramp solutions for people looking to buy in and cash out of crypto back to fiat. Despite recent events that claim Tether manipulated the Bitcoin market, it is yet to be proven. The US Department of Justice has reportedly been looking into the allegations of market manipulation for some time, but has not yet made any conclusions public. And as the old presumption of innocence goes, one is innocent until proven guilty.
And now for our market spotlight, we're looking at rapid advances in the efficiency of new crypto mining computers. Brad has the details for you and what it all means for crypto traders.
That's right. Yesterday, Adam, we talked about the decline in the hash rate for Litecoin. And a lot of that has to do with the microeconomics of the various cryptocurrencies. When prices fall, it typically reduces the profitability of crypto mining and sends a signal to the computer operators that they should drop out of the market or upgrade to more efficient, faster equipment. Well, a new report this week from the research firm Token Insight makes the point that a new generation of crypto mining computers are so much better and faster than the older generations that the trend could also force operators to retire their older computers. Despite falling prices for Bitcoin during the third quarter, according to Token Insight, Bitcoin's hash rate increased by 72% during the period, the fastest in a year. And the combination has taken a toll on some of the mining machines that have been very popular in recent times, including Chinese giant Bitmain's Antminer S9 series. Now, these machines are getting close to barely being able to break even, according to Token Insight. Now, that's partly because of the release of new models from Bitmain itself and from other big manufacturers like Canaan that feature power efficiencies below 50 joules per terahash. In this case, Adam, a lower value is good because it means you can mine more Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies with less electricity and therefore lower costs. Token Insight goes on to note that the pressure to upgrade could get even more intense next year as Bitcoin faces what's known as the halving, when mining rewards are reduced by half. What this all means, Adam, is that as the Bitcoin mining industry has matured, it's become an increasingly expensive arms race, where those with the cash to keep up with the latest technology could leave those without in the dust. Back to you, Adam.
Join us again on Friday for the next Markets Daily from CoinDesk. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Adam.